Hey, I really appreciate y'all for taking the time out to check out the podcast. Hey, if you like, subscribe, and share us to people who may also be curious about getting into cryptocurrencies. I hope that you guys find some information that you can use here. And if you do, hey, hit me up with a thumbs up. It's your boy Beardo Crypto back with another Raw Crypto Talks Thursdays. All right, so this Thursday, we're going to keep it nice, sweet, easy, and short. And the reason why we're going to do this is because we had a pretty good live the other day. It was one of my first lives. So, we had fun. I think we had fun. We had a little show, gave out some crypto, tried to open up the realm of the metaverse and just crypto in 1 hour. It took about an hour. But next time, we're going to try to get that thing down to way shorter than that. I guarantee you that. That's the goal. Right. Like I said before, today we're going to be taking a look at the top 10 by market cap. So, without further ado, the global cryptocurrency market cap today is 2.51 trillion. It is up 3.3 within the last 24 hours. Right. So up 3.3% within the last 24 hours. That means. Bitcoin may be doing well. Let's go ahead and take a look here. According to CoinGecko by market cap, Bitcoin sitting at $50,811.58, right? So for the last 24 hours, Bitcoin is up 3.2%. For the week, they are up 3.7%. Ethereum, number two, Ethereum is up 1.9%, and it is up. And that's for the day. It is up 2.3 for the week. BNB, that's your Binance coin, right? Right. It's one of the other coins. By other, I mean it's one of the big three. You know, for a while, Bitcoin, Binance, and Ethereum has reigned supreme as far as network tokens, especially with Binance having a majority of value on their network. Right. It doesn't have to be in Binance to be on this network. So, you know. But Binance up 1% today, up 1.4 for the week. All right. USDT, that's just Tether. USDT is USDT. There's a lot of money down there to keep that thing at a dollar. Coming in at number four. So Sol, number five. Sol has been having a pretty good week here. Pretty good week. So if we came in, we decided to take a look at Sol's price chart. Sol's up 7.1% for the day. Let's check out this price chart. We'll go ahead and look and see how well Sol is doing in comparison to its counterpart Bitcoin. So Sol's doing pretty good for the week, actually for the month. So it actually at one point started to outperform Bitcoin. All right, Sol, good shit. All right, let's get on back to the top 10. So that was Sol. That was number five, right? Solana. All right. Okay, there's something odd here. It looks like number six and number seven are getting ready to switch places. Let's scroll up a little bit so y'all can see this. Here we have ADA apparently at number seven and XRP at number six. These need to be flipped around. So ADA is at number six, even though there's a seven next to it, because its market cap is 47,002. XRP, 47,001. Hey, look, XRP got knocked out of number six. ADA is back at number six. I know these numbers look off. They are off right here, but it'll fix itself. No worries. So number seven, XRP. But first, ADA. Let's go ahead and talk about ADA for a quick second. ADA is up 11% for the day. Look at that recovery, man. We need to get back up to $3. That's what we need to do. It is up 18% for the week. It's good hodl. Good hodl, I think. XRP, same. Good hodl. You know, XRP is up 3.8 for the day, and they're up 22% for the week. Look at them. Trying to make moves. USDC. I knew USDC was going to make us win to top 10. It had to. USDC is dollar coin. Dollar coin, that's USDC. We ain't got to talk too much about it, but it stays at a dollar, just like USDT. Next up, Terra Luna. Terra Luna is having a crazy week. up 2% for the hour, up 10% for the day, up 50% for the flipping week. Man, if y'all ain't seen Terra Luna yet, y'all need to find where that is. Matter of fact, look, I'm going to tell y'all where to find you some Terra Luna at, because they are doing great. So we come over to CoinGecko and we check out the markets tab under Terra Luna. So we can find Terra Luna on Binance. I told y'all the majority of this shit is on Binance, right? So Terra Luna it's at Binance. Let me see, withdrawals on hold though. It's at over at OKEX, at Bitfinex or Bitfinex, DigiFinex, KuCoin. Where is it else? Gate.io. That's somewhere where I frequent. So it's at Crypto.com. Hey, look. We're seeing some American exchanges right now. Osmosis, haven't used that too often. AAX, I actually used that once or twice. Kraken. Kraken got some of that good old Terra Luna as well. I mean, hey, it's all over the place. So yeah, hey, definitely take a look and think about it. Let's keep moving. So that was Terra. That was the number 9 token right there. Number 10, Dot. Good old Polkadot. Polkadot is up 6.5% for the day, and they're up 12.4% for the week, man. This day, okay. I think the bulls are having their day right now, man. I need the bulls to have a few months, if y'all know what I mean. All right, so some honorable mentionables here in the next 5 up. We got AVAX, Dogecoin, Shiba, Matic, and Crypto.com. Man, so Crypto.com, somehow, look at there. 11% for the week. Matic, 26% for the week. Shiba, 20% for the week. Doge, 6% for the week, but y'all should know how I feel about Doge now. AVAX up 22% for the week. Look, these are some honorable mentionables, and y'all see why they're having nice performances here. All right, so before we head out for the night, let's go ahead and take a quick candlestick look at Bitcoin. Head over to our trading view, give this a couple seconds to load up. All right, and look, we can see why things are doing well. This nice little breakout right here, right? That's nice. It's a good move, and we got a couple of bullish candles getting ready to form too. Oh man, I'm not mad at this. Let's see if I can bring this beautiful pattern in view for y'all. Let's see here. Get this thing a second to update. Hopefully y'all can see this. Let's put this about right here. Yeah, this is what we're looking at, right? It's not a bad curve. Not a bad curve at all, right? So these are, I believe these are hours that we're looking at here. Yeah, these are hours that we're looking at. So, and our volume is starting to push up even further, right? So, hey, keep on going, keep on going. I don't know where the next resistance point is. We can speculate a little bit. Let's see here. So, let's see, next resistance point. Let's see, that's 50,000. So, where is it? All right, 51. So, hey, I'm looking forward to break past 51.8. If it could break past 51.8, man, we might see another run. We may see another run if it does that. That'll be beautiful. Would be beautiful. Let's see if we can retrace. Well, we're not going to go too far. We won't get too far into the candlesticks, but I'll just tell y'all what I'm looking for. I'm looking for key areas on the price candlestick chart that show resistance and support in the network. Things that go back a little bit further than a couple of days.
Hey, that's weeks. All we got time for on Raw Crypto Talks Podcast. Join us next time.